In John chapter 1 tonight, we're going to focus on verse 11 and 12 and 13, but I'd like to read from verse number 1. John 1:1, this is God's Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this particular passage of Scripture, how it speaks to us in a different way at Christmas time. We pray your blessing upon this time, this the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, on our Christmas Eve, our focus is receiving Christ, and there is no greater gift than to become a child of God. In verse number 11, we read a great tragedy. His own received him not. In verse number 12, we read of a great gift to become a child of God. In verse number 13, we read of a great plan, not of man, all of God. I want to begin tonight in verse number 11 and see a great tragedy. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But before we get to the tragedy, let's focus on the positive. He came. He came, a baby in a manger in Bethlehem, born to Virgin Mary and Joseph. The star shined bright above. The angels sang, the shepherds watched. You know, we sing, "Once in Royal David's City." Very wonderful song. Would you consider those words with me tonight? Once in Royal David's City stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was that mother mild, Jesus Christ, her little child. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all, and his shelter was a stable and his cradle was a stall. With the poor and mean and lowly lived on earth our Savior holy. And through all his wondrous childhood he would honor and obey, love and watch the lowly maiden in whose gentle arms he lay. Christian children all must be mild, obedient, good as he, for he is our childhood's pattern. Day by day, like us, he grew. He was little, weak, and helpless. Tears and smiles, like us, he knew. And he feeleth for our sadness, and he shareth in our gladness, and our eyes at last shall see him through his own redeeming love. For that child, so dear and gentle, is our Lord in heaven above. And he leads his children on to the place where he is gone. Not in that poor, lowly stable with the oxen standing by. We shall see him but in heaven, set at God's right hand on high, where the stars, his children, crowned all in white, shall wait around. He came. He came by Willard G. Thomas. He came from a mansion to a manger. He came from streets of gold to a stable cold. He came from royal robes to swaddling clothes. He came from his father's world to a Jewish girl. He came from the angel's praise to the shepherd's gaze. He came from that city afar to a wise man's star. He came from perfection to rejection. He came from the throne room of God to the stable's sod. He came from all that's good and pure and holy to all that's base and vile and lowly. The prophet Isaiah said that he would come. Isaiah said this, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Micah, the prophet, said that he would come. "But thou, Bethlehem, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me that is to be a ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from old, from everlasting." Malachi also said that he would come. "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." What a blessing tonight to consider that he came. But the tragedy of this verse is that he came unto his own, and his own received him not. Consider that thought. He came unto his own. He came to his own place, this world, his creation. Verse 3, John tells us, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. This was his world. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me never forget. This was his creation. He came inside this world to the land that was given to the Jews through Abraham, his land. He came to his city, the city of David, the place of God's temple. He came unto his own, yet his own received him not. Jesus Christ was born a Jew. The Jews have been God's people all throughout written history. They've waited centuries for their Messiah. They've waited centuries for their Savior to come. Surely these people would receive him. He has come. But his own received him not. They did not receive him. How tragic. Verse 10 said, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The world is spiritually blind to the true light. They've rejected Jesus. The Jews were content with other lights. They were content with Moses. They were content with the law. They were content with their temple. They were content with the system of sacrifices that they had. So they reject the light, and they settled for these other lights. Thankfully, though, some did receive him. The message is not all tragedy tonight, because we have verse number 12. There is a great gift. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. I love the idea of as many as receive him. Did you ever ask for something and you were granted it, but you wanted to know how much? And the answer that came typically from a grandfather or a grandfather-like person in your life, as many as you want, or as much as you'd like. That's the wrong thing to tell me when it comes to donuts, because I want all of the donuts. As many as receive him. God's saving grace is limited only to as many as receive him. That's encouraging to me. Because if there's one person in this room tonight undeserving of God's grace, I am that person. Likely you feel that way about yourself. But God's saving grace is limited only to as many as receive him. He will not run out of grace before you are saved. Jesus said in John 6:37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. We love the word all here. If you're new around our church, you may not know what all means, but we know what all means. All means all, and that's all that all means. All, Jesus said, that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Have you ever felt if maybe, well, I wanted to be saved, but I don't know if I did it right? I hope I am saved, but I don't know if I said the right prayer, if I was baptized by the right person at the right time in the right place. Did I join the church the right way? Am I given enough money? You're never given enough money, right? Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. God is not the author of confusion. There should be no doubt for the Christian. Someone who is truly in Christ can be settled in the fact that Jesus said, all that the Father has promised me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. What kind of Father would God be to us? What kind of brother would Jesus be to us? What kind of Redeemer, what kind of Savior would he be to cast us out if we come to him? He would not. Do you see the fullness of this terminology in our text tonight? All, as many as, I will not cast out. It's very full. What a great gift of God. There's not a young person in here tonight who's not hoping for something great under the tree in the morning that's probably not going to be as great as they want it to be. Amen, parents. Let's go ahead and get us off the hook right now. I've already have given a couple speeches around the house today. Look, I know you're expecting this. You are not getting this. Don't be disappointed in the morning. You've got great gifts, but it ain't going to be this. I remember being 16. What do you get to do when you're 16? Drive. And I would think to myself, I know mom and dad can't afford it, but wouldn't it be so great if Santa was real? And I got up in the morning, and there was a brand new four-door jacked up Ford truck in the driveway. And I opened a box, and the keys were there. I still kind of dream that just a little bit. What a great gift. What a grand gift. What a full gift, the gift of God. We were enemies, but now we've been made family. As many as receive him, them gave he power to become sons of God. Them gave he power. What a thought. It is not through my own strength that I am saved. There have been things in my life that I've been doing that I've realized I cannot get this done. Physical things, not spiritual things. There's a small repair needed to be done to my car this past week. Every man in here said, yeah, I could have got it done. You don't even know the rest of the story yet. And I worked and I worked. And I picked the coldest night of the week. I think my fingers were getting numb trying to do this. It's a piddling little thing. I've done it before. And I couldn't get it to work. I couldn't get it to go on. And I was frustrated. And I went in the house. My wife said, don't worry about it. I said, but I'm a man. Ooh, you know. The next morning, I had to get up and I had to call a friend. Thankful for the phone, a friend. And he came over. And I was explaining to him how difficult it was and everything I had tried. Before I got through my heartache story, he said, all right, you're fixed. Oh. In my own strength, I could not get it done. This is us. This is mankind. This is humans. We wish to save ourselves. We want to be good enough. I want to earn it. Jesus has done so much. I feel like I should do my part. No. The Bible says that God gives us the power to be saved. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. It is not through my own strength. It is the power of the cross. Salvation comes by the gift of grace through faith in Christ alone. Through God's sovereign grace, we become God's children. When we believe, we yield ourselves up to be possessed by the one in whom we believe. John ends that verse with this idea of that believe on his name. Even to them that believe on his name. His name is the totality of his being. Those who believe in all that he is and does is who John is referring to here. Our salvation is not the what that we know. It rests solely in the who. Who is that? Jesus. We are not saved through knowledge of the facts. Not at all. We are saved through our adoption into the family. What a wonderful thing adoption is. What a wonderful picture adoption is. In the physical world and in the spiritual world, and through our understanding of it in the physical world, and what a special thing it is and what a purposeful thing it is that mother and father go and they choose that child to be part of their family. This God has adopted us. We were dead in our trespasses and sins. We were unworthy. We were unlikely. But God chose to save us. I don't know why. But I'm thankful that he did. Merry Christmas. The great gift of Christmas is this. As many as receive Jesus, them God adopts into his family. From a great tragedy comes this great gift, all a result of verse number 13, God's great plan, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now consider, there's three negatives here and one positive. To make the positive even that much more positive, you got to deal with the negatives just for a little bit. Consider the three negatives here today. Not of blood. What does that mean? Which were born not of blood. God's plan was not to redeem only those of a certain lineage. Well, I'm glad that's the fact because I am not a Jew. Jews are God's people. They were and they are. And had I had to been born a Jew, I would not have been. It's not of blood. It's not of those of a certain lineage. You cannot be saved based upon who your father or mother is. I used to take great pride as a young person, unsaved in the church. But my daddy's a preacher. And my mother teaches Sunday school. I took great pride in this. Some take great pride in their spiritual heritage. And this is good, but it's not of blood. It's not of works at all, lest any man should boast. No one is born saved. In fact, all are born depraved. That's a very negative connotation from the Scriptures, but it's important for us to understand to really receive the positive. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Jesus said, I will in no wise cast them out. But we didn't start that way. We started off, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one. And in my Bible, in parentheses, it says, no, not even one, because not even me. Not of blood. Then John says, not of the will of the flesh. You cannot save yourself. Your good will never outweigh your bad. You're some pretty good people. I mean, I hope you feel good about yourself tonight. You're at church on Christmas Eve. There's a lot of other places you could be, and there's a lot of other things you could be doing. But you broke away, and I'm taking too long. I know some of you are looking at your watches already. You broke away from family. You broke away from festivities. A good Baptist preacher would have had a third F right there. I can't think of the other one. Fun. You broke away from fun, and you're sitting in church tonight. You're a good person. But your good will never outweigh your bad. I have realized this in my own life, and it has brought me to a place of saying, nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Saving grace is not found in works of righteousness which we have done. Saving grace, God's forgiveness, is found simply in us accepting the work of righteousness that Jesus did. Not the will of the flesh. Your good will never outweigh your bad. There is no amount of positive thinking that will bring you into the peace and the rest that God gives. It just doesn't exist. And then finally, John says, not the will of man. The world has great religious systems. I mean, we're better than any group of people in all of history when it comes to our cathedrals and our palaces and our houses of worship, whatever they may be, our temples, tabernacles, churches, all of these buildings. We have systems. We have liturgies. We have catechisms. We've got it all. We've even got it all on an app now. You don't have to tote around all these books. You just open up that particular brand of worship's app, and there it all is. We've got it figured out. But it is not the will of man. No amount of man's doing will bring you into peace with God. But you can have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, those are the three negatives. There is a positive. This is God's plan. It's a great tragedy. There's a great gift. And it all comes through God's great plan. And that is that it's not of blood. It's not of the will of the flesh. It is not of the will of man, but of God. Salvation is not obtainable through racial or ethnic heritage, personal desire, or any man-made system. In reality, salvation is impossible to any sinner. That one will check and see if you're listening or not. That's a shocking statement, isn't it? Salvation in reality is impossible to any sinner. But still, God reached down his hand for me. You ever heard that old song? When the Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down for me. I was lost and undone without God and his Son when the Savior reached down for me. Salvation was impossible for me. Till the Holy Spirit of God showed up and made me alive. He quickened me as I was dead in my trespasses and sins. What a wonderful thought. Salvation is impossible to any sinner but God, who is rich in mercy, with his great love wherewith he loved us. I hope you can appreciate the gift God has given us at Christmas. As many as received him can be saved. So I ask you tonight, have you received him? Have you received Jesus? I mean, would you sit there in the morning around the Christmas tree? My illustration's only so good here. Some of you have already opened presents, haven't you? How many have already opened all your presents and you're proud of it? Yeah, impatience. I know how it goes. One year, I think I was 12. No, I was 10. I bugged Dad enough that he finally just said, fine, go open your presents. I didn't understand it then, but I understand it now. I've almost been there today. The boys don't know, but if they had pushed me one more time, Henry, you'd have already gotten to open your presents. I think the two big boys were sending Thomas all day. Thomas is 4, he's cute, you know. He kept coming, Dad, can we open the presents? Can we open just one present? But I think we opened our presents like a week before, or 4 days, you know, it was a long, that was the worst Christmas. Got up on Christmas Day, there was nothing there, you know. I'd already used it up. So when I'm opening mine in the morning, those of you who've already opened yours, I'm going to say, nah, 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 nah. But who would sit in front of the tree with a package there with your name on it and just No, no thank you. I don't deserve it. You don't know the bad I've done this past year, family. Thank you for the gift, but I just can't receive it. It's just, I'm too bad of a person to take this gift. I don't believe in that gift. Though I see it before me with my own eyes, it's wrapped up, it has my name on it, there's even a bow. I don't believe in it. Nobody would do that. We get it and we rip the paper and we act like children and... Did that go into a candle? Okay. We have to be really careful this time of year with the candles. We don't want to set things on fire. We do want a new church building, but we don't want one that bad. Who would do this? And some of you are very modest, and I appreciate that about you. You unwrap, you know, you're saving that paper to be trashed later. But you still get your gift. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Have you received him? We sing, O Little Town of Bethlehem, very heartily this year. I bet every one of us in here at some point has heard it or sung it, or maybe both. But have you ever done what it says? Listen to these words. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in, be born to us today. The miracle of Christmas is not so much that God the Son was born a baby in this world. That was miraculous. But the miracle of Christmas is that God the Son would be born in us. Would you pray for salvation tonight? Bow your heads with me. If you're here tonight and you are unsaved, the prayer is simple. It is the lyric of that song. Jesus, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to me, I pray. Cast out my sin and enter in. Be born in me today. There's no greater gift at Christmas than to be made a child of God. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. If you're here tonight and you are unsaved, today is the day of salvation. Receive the gift at Christmas. Jesus Christ, your Savior and your Lord.